you. So he's going to give you grace to be able to handle them. And I felt this power that, you know, in the Western church, we have to have 10 o'clock service, and this person has to be on time, and the drums has to sound like this and this. And God is wiping that away and saying, you know what? Grace is enough. It's okay that you were late a couple minutes to do children's service. Grace to do that. It's not permission to sin. It's not permission to be lazy. It's the key to freedom. It's the key to our destiny is the grace that we say when it's unmerited, when someone comes up to me and is like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm late, I'm so sorry. We don't know where they've been. We don't know what their day looked like. We don't know the encounter they came before they were standing right before us. And how many times do we just want to chew them out because they didn't align with our agenda? They didn't align with what I wanted to do. But I have a schedule. But God is bigger and his grace is sufficient. And I, over and over again, we have these agendas and how we think things are supposed to be. And this person was late for this. And this person, does it really matter in the big scheme of things if you were not able to show up for whatever that is? Or can we say as a people, dripping with grace, 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 do not permission to stay in your weakness, not permission to this, have that sin nature, but again, have a key to unlock them. Who knows what that does in someone's heart? It's the kindness that leads to repentance. Yeah. It's not the, this is our Sunday morning agenda or Wednesday night small group or whatever it is, but that would wreck somebody and say, you know what? I got grace for this. Not, I just can't do it. One more time. If another person doesn't show up for this Thursday event, you know, instead of being like, God, your grace is enough. Give me grace to do what you've called me to do. Give me that grace to give me what you called to do. To be able to handle that person that gets on my nerves. To be able to love my wife, children, whatever it is. And just that we wouldn't stop saying, I just can't. Well, we would say, I can through his grace. The second thing that I felt like God was saying in this grace journey is grace for ourselves. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, where he says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. And I just, when I was going deep in that, I was like, oh God, we're so weak. We're so weak in dealing with others. We're so weak and brutal in dealing with ourselves. When we don't get to the place where we feel like we should be, we just bash ourselves. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. When am I ever going to be like this? But I have this calling on my life, and we compare ourselves amongst ourselves, and it's tearing us down instead of building us up. And I just felt like the Lord said for this year in 2018 that we would be able to exalt to what God's doing inside of us. You have called me. I am chosen. I'm a daughter of the Most High. You have not forsaken me. You have not passed me by. I'm not just a drum player. I'm not just a guitarist. I am one that you've chosen, and that we'd be overwhelmed with the grace he has for us in our process and who we are, that we would get up again and say, his grace is enough in my weakness. He says right here, it's made perfect, not made okay. It says it's made absolutely perfect. I don't know about you, but I want to be perfect in him. I want to be perfect in his in my weakness. We all have these, you know, how many families have been grieving this year and like, yeah, I didn't read my Bible like I want. I said, I don't even know if I want to touch God today. I mean, I looked straight in the face of God and said, are you real? I called my dad and said, I don't believe there's a God who can look in that face of a child and say that their kid's not, you know, whatever, this, that, and the other. And God comes to me and said, but I'm bigger. I'm bigger than that. And I'm in your weakness, I'm going to make this perfect. Just watch. It's going to be perfect. And I'll fill in the gaps. My grace is enough. So I felt like when on a personal level that God is just unfolding that desire that he has for us to be all that we've called to be, that we wouldn't just say, I just can't do it. I just can't. I just feel like God wants to erase the I can't. You know, I've said it like 4 or 5 times, but in every arena of where his grace is sufficient, I just keep hearing the attack of I can't. I can't get up and pray. I can't fast. I'm a bad faster. I'm a whatever. But his, again and again, his grace is sufficient in my weakness. It's a gift. It's an unmerited thing that we did not deserve. And our mind can't quite comprehend it because it goes from the mind to the heart. It's not a mind issue. It's a heart issue when we say things like, well, I just don't deserve it. You're right. You don't deserve it. But guess what? God, you can't earn it. You don't deserve it. And so once we get that squared away, let's move on and say that this is a gift that he wants to give to you. It's unmerited. Grace is unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. You don't earn it. But guess what? It's a gift that he wants to give you because you're his favorite. You're his favorite one. So favor being something you want to give to someone, that's your favorite. You can't change God's mind about who he thinks you are. He put that in the DNA of your mother's womb. You can't change his mind that, God, I know I'm just too much. Sometimes I feel like I'm too much for God. I wear him out. That's not true. He's saying, let me give you this thing called grace to show you how I'm looking at you. Let me give you this thing. How many times do I have to tell you? You're not wearing me out. You're my favorite one. You're my favorite one, and we're all his favorite. You're like, you can't have a favorite kid. It's the same thing. We're all his favorite ones. He just is a lover, waiting to lavish his love upon us, and his grace is the avenue to do that. All we see is our weakness. He's like, I'm going to bust through that door with a thing called grace. Another part of that, I felt like the dreams of his heart that feel so far away, and I say it again, it's grace. You know, the dreams of his heart to write that book, to be the person that has that message. There's a handful of people in here that I know God has a message written on your heart. I eagerly await for you all to open that up. Time and time again, I know I can call them out by names. They've never preached before, but I know God has a message written on their heart, and he's going to give you grace to be able to do that. Just as he's given me grace to do this today, he's going to give you that grace to write that book, do that sermon, say those things that he's called you to say. Like, I'm going to put Femi out there, but he doesn't really know this yet. I felt like the Lord had shown me a couple, maybe months. How long ago that, Femi, that I told you that you got a message, and you're like, what, me? 3 months ago, I was like, hey, Femi, the Lord, you know, has a message you're going to be preaching. He's like, no way. No, not me. And I was like, to me, that was so obvious. I'm like, well, duh. Like, obviously, you have a message for me. And he was like, well, no. Like, I don't. And I was just, it was so clear to me because I was getting the vision of God. I saw who he was in the eyes of the Lord. And to me, that the time that he'd been cultivating and all this stuff, I was like, well, of course you have a message. And he's like, no, I don't. And I kept saying, like, can't wait to hear you, buddy. Can't wait to hear you. You know, kept doing that. And then I just felt like he stepped into this, to this grace. And he's doing these, like, amazing. You guys should totally check him out if you're on Facebook. He's doing these, what do you call them, video podcasts. They're awesome. For someone who says that, you know, I can't do that. His God's grace just took over him, right? And he's standing in front of thousands of people, the whole interweb. It's just like, it's not like a couple of us, like family, 20, 30 people. He's like, yeah, I'll just do the thousands. Let's skip that part. And I just, to me, it's like, what if he just decided to say, I can't, you know, I'm just not going to. And if you read all the comments, all those people are like, God really blessed me, brother. That one person who said, I can't. What if Femi never did that? And that person wasn't blessed in that moment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just the power of grace. It's just like someone said, I can't one day. 3 weeks later, doing an international video blog. It's like, well, what's this key here? It's grace. God gave you grace to be who God's called you to be instead of just stuck in our own weakness. Yeah. The third part of what God I felt like was saying about grace is grace for our community. I kind of talked about a little bit of this today, but as we know, God is shifting us into a new building, and I feel like this is a massive shift in the spirit. I don't know if y'all can feel it or not, but for me it is kind of walking into a little bit of the promised land, you know, and I am just ready to go because I feel like we've been stuck here in a form of grieving and trucking and come on guys for so long that God has seen our cry. He has felt our desire of Jesus, don't pass us by, and is now giving us a place for our borders to expand. And I feel like God is going to meet us in that place. We have, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm just going to say it. We have this crazy, I told Lee about this. We have this crazy mix here, right, where we've got some internationals, more than probably most churches in Springfield, like per people. And I felt like God was saying that this is his plan, is to have his international, because what's going to happen is he's going to release a missions movement. So we get these people on fire for God and send them back all over the world, and guess what? It's called a revival. And God gives us grace, right, to maybe step out of our comfort zone and talk to someone that we don't know. Give us grace to be like, but we're a little home church. Not anymore. Yeah. Because now God's calling us to something bigger. And all of this requires God's grace. to be able to do the things that he's called us to do. And I just feel like there's this challenge in us when I say, you know, it's all about grace. I can't stop saying it. But there's this challenge that God is releasing to say, are you gonna? Are you gonna be who I've called you to be? Are you gonna listen to who I am, who I'm saying you are? And are you gonna be able to you know, that saying they say, blossom where you're planted? And I feel like God is saying, are you gonna be able to blossom where you're planted, or are you gonna keep going through the same motions? Because honestly, isn't that the definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results? We still show up on Sunday, expect the same results, but we're not doing anything different. And I'm saying his grace is here. It's has been here. There's a new invitation to be able to do something different and see an outcome of his spirit. See, an outpouring of a spirit. I'm so excited specifically for where God is taking us in this next season with the building. To me, the building is just a landmark in the natural of God's provision, his faithfulness, his goodness. And what I long for is that you would stay before the Lord and you'd see the invitation and say, here I am, Lord. Not necessarily, but also, Greg, helping with cleaning the church and stuff like that. Not necessarily for your servanthood. We always need more helpers. We always need more workers. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm asking that you would stand before the Lord and say, God, what does it look like for me in this new season here where I'm planted? Yes, at home. Yes, at work. Yes, at those places. But I'm right now talking about in your community as a Christian community right here, asking God, what does this look like for me? That you would sign up and be a part. That you wouldn't just still do the same things, getting the same result, but that you would take a step and say, God, if your grace is sufficient, but I can't, I have this, but I can't, but he can. That we would just ask God in this next season, God, dream big inside of me. Show me what you have. Dream big inside of me, and then give me grace to do what you've called me to be, to do, whatever that looks like. And I felt like in the season with our new community that there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be a new way probably of doing something, but that's not how we've done it before. God's doing a new thing, and he's going to give you grace to be able to do that. But we never had those people before. Well, we do now, and God's going to give you grace to be able to handle those things. Well, but the children are downstairs, and we're upstairs, and God's going to give you grace to be able to handle that. And I just really feel like each and every one of us have a book that God's reading, and I can't wait to read it. And with this new season, we have so much room to grow, and I'm just asking you that you would, in your heart of hearts, sign up and say, God, what do you have for me here? Yes, in your home. Yes, at work. But today I'm talking about here in this community because I need you. I need every one of you. And I know that you have something that she needs, that he needs, that they need. And I'm asking again and again that you would ask God, what does it look like? What's my part in this? What's my part in this growing community? What do I say? Am I a part of it? Maybe I'm not. But I ask that you would do your part in asking what that looks like. Because whether you're ready for not, revival's coming. I mean, and so it's happening, and it's on a global level, and God's going to use our body to do it. It's going to be millions, and we have this small little place in Springfield, Illinois, where like all these people from all the world happen to show up. Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence. It's in the plan of God for our city, for our state, for our country, and for our world. And I am so excited to say, God, I say yes to signing up for this, and that I know that your grace is going to be perfect to my weakness, because I'm about to have another baby. This is a really inconvenient time for you to start a revival or whatever. Like, you know, I've been sick every day, but I just know that that's when his grace abounds. And I'm really excited.